time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull massive. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, hey, hey. We about to go.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal, Viral Gang? Shout out all the Viral Way members out there, man. Especially the day ones. You know, day one, not a day ago. Back in the building, pulling the two a day. You already know, we finna start up in the content output. We finna turn it up one time on these suckers out here. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. And I got the whole squad in the building. Viral Gang, what's happening?
What's the deal, man? How y'all feeling?
Got Messiah the Great here to lead the way. We got Kali the One, not the Two. Man, it's a lot going on today. We might got to put the tinfoil hats on today. We might got to get in that political bag. It's just too much real-ish going on in the world right now to be keeping up with the drama. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot of drama going on all over the place, but it's some stuff going on in the world that y'all need to know about that's affecting y'all. Now, first, let's start with Trump because he's trending everywhere. He went on his pardon party, which was kind of a clout chase because he really didn't
pardon
nothing, really. He really didn't pardon nobody important. He gave
sheriff in Virginia he got him off.
He got the sheriff off. We know about the Kodak Black.
NBA.
Larry Hoover. The founder of the Gangster Disciples. He commuted his federal sentence, but meanwhile, bro still got 200 years to do in the state pen. So that really didn't do nothing. That was kind of like a sick joke. Like, oh yeah, we finna let you out, but oh yeah, you got 200 years. So, and what I'm noticing, his cabinet, everybody who was around him, Cash Patel, Elon Musk, Candace Owens, Vivek Ramaswamy, everybody who was backing him is separating themselves. Not only are they separating themselves, a lot of black liberals are starting to say, man, what is he doing? I'm not rocking with him no more. Mm-hmm. So you got a couple articles that other people should know about. Let's find out what's going on with Trump, man.
Yeah, so Trump Department of Justice dismisses investigations of police in several cities, including Minneapolis. So the Justice Department is backing away from cases against police departments in Minneapolis and Louisville, Kentucky, reversing course on the use of content or consent decrees to help ensure accountability for law enforcement agencies. The move comes only days before the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota nearly 5 years ago by Derek Chauvin, a white police officer. Chauvin was captured on video pressing his knee onto Floyd's neck. Y'all know that. Let's see here. Armit Dillon, the assistant attorney general for civil rights, announced a plan to dismiss the lawsuits, close the underlying investigations, and retract findings by the Biden administration's Justice Department and alleged constitutional violations. Dillon told reporters Wednesday the timing of the move had nothing to do with the solemn anniversary of Floyd's death, but rather looming deadlines in court cases. Today, we are ending the Biden Civil Rights Division's failed experiment of handcuffing local leaders and police departments with factually unjustified consent decrees, Dillon said in a written statement. She said those sweeping deals amounted to micromanagement of local police that would carry a price tag of potentially millions of dollars in compliance. So, what they're saying, Trump's Department of Justice, is they're canceling the investigations into what happened in Louisville, Kentucky with Breonna Taylor, right? And then also what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd. And why they're saying they're doing that is because pretty much it's giving the government too much of a mirror or too much binoculars within law enforcement locally, and they're trying to retract from that.
And what is crazy timing that they're doing this, because one of those departments, I forget the state, they got like 20-something officers that done committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like literally the same department. So it's wild that they want to take the eyes off of the police departments right now when it's a lot of shaky, weird stuff going on with these cops. And it ain't just that state. Mm-hmm. I just seen another article where it was like the same station, about five cops committed suicide. So we got this random acts of suicide going on within these departments. So what type of information did they slip and fall on that got them unalive? Because if you think 5, 10, 15, 20 cops in the same department off themselves, you a damn fool, and I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Not only that, the whole pardon stuff kind of overswept this. Because as this is going on, all of a sudden, oh, look, Trump pardoning niggas. So nobody over here looking at, oh, well, when you was running, you was trying to give the police immunity to do anything. And you said you wasn't a part of that. What was the 25 everybody was talking
Project
about?
2025.
Project 2025. You said you had nothing to do with that. And then everything you're doing right now is sort of reflecting that a little bit.
It's kind of crazy because Trump is, if people are paying attention, he's good at playing both sides. Because even if he's pretty much going to do the same thing with Derek Chauvin that he did with Larry Hoover. Like, he's going to commute his federal sentence, but he's still going to have to do that state time. So he's not getting out either. So he's throwing a bone to the whites and he's throwing a bone to the blacks. Like, he really got, if you're not smart enough and if you don't do your due diligence enough to read deeper into the articles or into things that are going on, you think he's helping out your side when in reality, he's just giving you something to be like, okay, I fuck with Trump for the meantime. To make him look better and hopefully, you know what I mean, during the midterms to keep him up and alive where niggas say, okay, he did this, this, and that for us. But he's not really doing anything for anybody when it comes to getting people out of jail. In my opinion, like, again, even if he commutes these sentences, these people still have to serve that time. I don't think Chauvin's going to actually get a pardon. Again, it's just him talking. We saw Larry Hoover not going to get a pardon. NBA Youngboy, Kodak Black, they have lesser cases where they can get out. But I don't know. I think
Kodak
also,
is back in jail.
No, he got out. He out. I think black people though need to stop being so easily excited about shit he's doing, right? Like
Cuz said he's not against letting Diddy out if he getting treated as fairly.
Even that, right? Like you throwing that out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
they throwing that in.
I think somebody said something about it. Yeah.
He said, I haven't looked into it, but me and Diddy used to be cool. But once I started getting into politics, he separated himself. Cause you know, once you get into politics,
he went blue, yeah.
You start to do other things that maybe people don't like personally, but it's good for the country. But he said he would not be opposed of pardoning Diddy if he sees any wrongdoing, whether Diddy likes him or not. So again, that's like another, here you go, shut up niggas type thing.
It's crazy. And it's just like, he knows that, I feel like he's playing on black people's obsession with pop culture, where it's like, if I give you NBA, if I give you Kodak, if I give you Larry Hoover, you're not even going to care that in real life, people who were, you know, were really harmed by the system, not saying that they weren't, but George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, et cetera, people that really got done dirty, I'm going to close them cases. Them investigations is over with. So I don't even give a fuck about that. But I know if I go and do this for your favorite rapper or your favorite OG, you're not even going to pay attention to that. So I think black people got to stop being so excited about the popular culture, because a lot of times something like that comes just for something to be swept under the rug that we don't even know about.
And I agree with that. It's like people be so happy about them getting Kodak. And nothing wrong with getting them off. Yeah, this ain't nothing against none of that. But it's like the people that's really been in the system with cases they've been fighting or trying to overturn for years. The people that actually mean something. These is motherfuckers with money already. That's already in positions where it's like, even if you sat down for 2 or 3 years, that ain't nothing compared to these people that be in jail 20 years. Come to find out they ain't something that they didn't do. It was just somebody else that just got out. And I think they gave them... I think he did like 20-some years, and they only gave him, I think, $1 million. I'm like, that's not even $100K a year that you don't even get reimbursed for that. It's like, but it's so many different cases of people that could be helped that were actually making an impact, especially in the California system. There's so many people that's on both ends of the spectrum, been falsely accused or done crimes that where they got football numbers for something they did at 16 for trying to get some money. And you still down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
but with all the corruption going on in the police department, this is the time you need more eyes. Because remember, first of all, they did the defund the police. So that was strategic. Like, okay, let's let them run crazy out here in the streets. And then they'll be begging for more cops. Not only are we going to bring more cops, we're going to bring even more control than we had the first time. Sort of like when they did the No Bail LA, when they had everybody running out of every single store in L.A. All the boosters went crazy. A lot of stores had to shut down. And then they came back on the backside of that with the new law. So it's just like every time they know what people are going to do. It's almost like a bait car.
Yeah.
It's like they leave the car open in an impoverished area knowing people are going to go in it.
It's like a scientist trying to put a rat in a maze, seeing what they're going to do. If I put this over here, I can influence you to go this way.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to bring the next trap for you. That's literally what Trump and shit, every presidential candidate and all the politicians are doing if we're keeping it 100.
Because he is doing a lot of things that he did say he was going to do. But then some of the shit he doing, you like, what the fuck? What type of time you on? You didn't mention this.
And that's why he's, I can't hate on him because he's doing something like, again, he's giving us things that are good, but also things that are bad. But it's like, damn, I can't really even be mad. Like, I can, but it's almost like you still doing something to shut people up in a way.
So he just like, I can't appease everybody. I'm going to do something over here, do something for over here.
That too.
It's still like, it ain't going to matter. People still going to have something to say about, because has he done more than majority of the presidents that we know as far as affecting in a certain way? So it's like, you damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah, people are pulling, black people, I should say, black conservatives. They're starting to run with the race card. Oh, you know, Trump secretly against blacks, this, that, and the third. But it's just strange that all of these people who was backing him to the T is all separating now all of a sudden. You got, who's that, Vivek?
Yeah,
say he was going to release the Epstein files.
Oh, that's Cash Patel.
Cash Patel. Yeah. I get them mixed up. They damn near look the same. You know, they damn near look the same. So they're saying that they're going to release the Epstein suicide video. I go, why y'all randomly releasing that right now? At the peak of AI, where we're seeing the most realistic AI videos we've ever seen, where it's hard to even tell if it's real, there's no way you're about to convince me that any footage that they drop of Epstein offing himself in his jail, where you told us the cameras went out,
right?
It's real.
That was the first thing.
You told us the cameras went out and nobody saw it. So where the fuck this footage come from all of a sudden?
And nobody really care about cut offing himself. Drop the files.
Facts.
What the fuck this nigga's talking about? Yeah, we're gonna get out of footage. Nigga, he's gone, nigga.
We don't care how
he's
gone.
We don't give a fuck
gone,
about
yeah.
that, nigga. Drop the files. That's the only thing. But the files is like, y'all just gonna expose Hollywood. They ain't gonna never drop them. That shit was all cap. Only way it's gonna get dropped is somebody go rogue in that bitch and leak them or whoever. And they probably
were Snowden. Yeah.
They probably went after niggas and peeled brains back for them files, nigga.
So this is what they said. I forget. It might have been Cash Patel. I forget who exactly quoted saying this, but he said, if they release the files, it will cause a rise in anti-Semitic thoughts and behavior from the public. So basically, what they're saying is, there's so many Jewish people on the list, it's going to cause the world to hate Jews.
But without even seeing the list, I could have told you that, though.
So it's like, what the fuck do you mean? So you're not going to release it because it's a lot of Jewish people on the list?
Nah, it's a lot of people that they know on the list. They be on them lists. What it's going to be is that you surprised that all these government officials and people that y'all look up to be doing these freak-offs like Diddy.
Mm.
That's in a certain crime and what's the white-collar crime and doing everything else that people that we assume that's behind these programs and stuff like that is not actually going on.
They freak
the blinders
off.
Be off.
Diddy.
And it ain't even just the freak offs. I mean, just stuff what they doing with the monies and accounts, overseas shores, accounts and stuff like that. Everything else is going to be open to the public.
And how much longer exactly can you pull the wool over people's eyes with the celebrity shit until people wake up and realize, like, celebrities are pawns at the end of the day, right? Like, some of them have a lot of power and influence, but ultimately they're being controlled by somebody else. So once we get to who really is running shit, that's gonna fuck the whole world up.
And you know,
Diddy having a freak off, okay. Harvey Weinstein, okay. But imagine you find out Obama or somebody else that's supposedly running the world was involved in these heinous acts.
Well, what they say who's running the U.S. is Israel,
yeah,
Mossad. They say they the ones pulling the strings behind the scenes, which is why you can't criticize them, you can't say nothing negative about it, you can't even say what I just said about it, or they on your ass. So. But we keeping it real raw and uncut, and it is what it is. But to your point, I said this earlier, the biggest YNs in the world is the government. The government are the biggest YNs ever. They got their hands in every crime at the highest level ever. All this little petty crime that you see from the YNs running around with shiesties on, nigga, that is nothing. That ain't even a raindrop in the ocean. That's not a peanut to an elephant. That ain't even a fucking raindrop in the ocean. It's nothing. The government, they're the ones doing all the crime.
Yeah.
They finessing the the entire world, nigga, behind the scenes. Money y'all worried about a nigga with a shiesty on? No, worry about them niggas with the suit and ties and them human-like masks on. Because when we going to ever talk about that? Y'all see all these damn government officials come out with 50 faces. 50 different faces, the same person.
Remember, too.
I seen Trump. One Trump was like damn near six something.
Oh.
Then the next Trump short. You see the boy when we been thought he was unalived. Who was the last president? I be forgetting all these dudes' names.
Biden.
I seen 35 Bidens. 35.
How he has prostate cancer, right? And how it's in stage 4 or 5, and how pretty much if he would have made this next election and he would have became president, it's possible he wouldn't have even lived through it or wouldn't, you know, would have been ill to the point where somebody else would have had to step in. So a lot of people brought that up. Like, was that a part of the plan?
I think they capping Covenant to live for like 10 more years. Watch. These niggas still got, they found a cure. You know, they got all type of shit.
Bro, yeah. Look into them human mask, bro. Like, this is, you can see the mask. Some of them, the mask be peeling off on the side.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, some of them so good, you down there, I think you can buy them now where they come down there all the way to your chest, nigga.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And it look real as fuck. Like, I could look like a straight white person right now. Just go down the street.
Nah, for
also,
sure.
Also, nigga need to start. No, I'm gonna get one. Come sit on the episode one day. Act like y'all got a new guest. couldn't make it.
Because you remember Michael Jackson, been hiding in plain sight.
Right. Yeah.
Been hiding in plain sight. Where he was that, the burnt up dude or whatever he had wore on that interview.
They got jobs now out there for people where they coming to pay you to basically train the AI. Like, so they come track your movements, want you to like start like placing shoes, cleaning up and stuff like that. I'm just like, damn, that's crazy. So they really just they and it's so crazy because people gonna do it because they gonna use us to help make the robots. Like, they gonna come get y'all, pay you a little small little crumb fee. And you're going to do every fucking movement for the AI, and it's going to take over whatever that people are using on the groundwork.
Never train nobody or nothing to replace you. That's rule number one. Never train nobody or nothing to replace you. You know how they be bringing people on the job? Oh, yeah, just show them around, show them how to do it. You better show them just enough to do his job. You show them exactly what you do, they don't need you no more.
It's crazy. AI has advanced so fast because I don't know if y'all remember a couple years back, Tom Cruise, a video of the deep fake of Tom Cruise came out. He was like in the grass with his socks off, dancing around. And that was the first thing I saw from AI. And then now you fast forward and it's possible Epstein videos might be AI. You got deep fakes. You got all type of shit that's going on that's changing everything. So it's just crazy. That sparked my mind. You talking about AI, like how fast it's progressing and how soon it's here to take a lot of people's jobs.
Yeah, they've been talking about AI since artificial intelligence, that movie. Niggas thought it was a game.
Minority
I'm just thinking, Report. If you ever seen that, like, that's, and I forgot when that movie came out. That was...
You remember the Will Smith video?
Yeah, that where dropped? He showed you nothing was real.
Where he playing you, he like, ain't none of this real, but every scene he went to, it looked real as hell. Mm-hmm. Then he just floating out of the world. So it's like subliminal messages thrown right in your face.
Yeah.
And then they come out and say, you know, human cloning is real. We can do it. We got the technology. Even though we've been knew that, but they've come out to actually say it. So now when they talking about they got these multiple politicians so they can be at different spots of the world at the same time, you start to even look past the human mass. Like, well, shit, how many clones do they got?
Probably a lot.
How many videos we done seen of Jalen Rose frozen? We done seen a Cardi B just freeze. All these damn celebrities just glitching. Just freeze.
Video off a show on the
like,
show,
bro, these is really bots. Y'all thought Kevin Hart was playing when he said, man, I see Curry and this nigga. this nigga is a Mach 5 robot.
They had the silence cut after that. That's when he
turned over.
As
soon as he said that, that's when Kevin Hart got in that big ass accident.
They said he a robot now.
You remember he got in that car accident shortly after saying that. He ain't never been the same. That's all I'm saying is y'all got to start paying attention to this shit out here, man.
Man, what a video.
Yeah, but Trump, he doing a lot of things. People got to pay attention. He's doing some good things, but he's also doing some bad things. So I think, again, black people need to lock in on politics more and what's going on in the world. Really, really look and have a mind of your own. Don't be so easily swayed just because a dude from you know, who created the GDs got out. Like, that's...
I don't even... Could not even out, but Nick, don't disrespect him like that, though. Don't do him like that.
The GDs
he was trying to really do some things for our people, though.
Y'all seen the old nigga on Twitter crying. I'm like, these niggas is crazy, bro.
It's been a long time.
My Lord is home. Yeah, I'm like, these niggas are sick.
Oh, them grave, nigga.
He like a Jesus to some people. For them, yeah, but that's crazy. But this is the video I wanted y'all to see. That's the Google the new VO thing or whatever.
The what?
What that say, nigga? VO.
Oh, he's trying to make somebody sound crazy. What do that say,
nigga? I'm trying to get you to let the audience know.
VO 3.
But they can't see it.
I know. I was just showing.
You got to figure that out.
Talking,
you got to put that in group chat so I can already be up.
Yeah, I've been sending. Nigga, you don't look at shit, nigga.
You ain't put that shit in
group chat. Yes, I did, nigga.
Yeah.
He said
the
exact same video back to a nigga. Like, I said, this nigga don't look at shit. Talking all that shit. Nigga, I just sent this, nigga. Kylie responded to it. Like, this nigga crazy. Because I sent the exact same video talking about I told y'all. I think we talked about this 30 messages ago.
Hey, sometimes though, before you even read the messages, you just send some.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that too. Like,
I do that too. But nigga, right? Nigga, no, that was different. You know what I'm talking about? That didn't make no sense. I said this nigga just doing anything. That's crazy.
Nah, hell no. Yeah. I be seeing shit and just like, just look at this. We might need to talk about it.
Yeah, can we talk all that shit? Niggas never look at the group chat. Niggas don't. I'm just like, damn, this nigga don't even look at it.
Nah, I'll be able to go. I don't know where y'all live at in the world, but this for my California people right here. This is finna get crazy, scary, spooky, and nothing about it is hilarious. This California cost of living crisis and this California gas crisis that they created. Yes, the politicians you voted for literally are on video saying that this problem is a self-inflicted wound. They created the problem. And they stated that they created the problem by pushing electric vehicles too hard and too fast, which we all knew they were doing because they don't even have the infrastructure or the capability to charge everybody's car if we all just went green. We all know California has this green initiative. I myself have been working in the oil field for over 14 years. So I be looking at this type of stuff. So basically, what's going on, two of California's largest refineries, Phillips 66 and Valero, are leaving California. Now, the problem with that is these refineries produce around 20% of all the gas that we use daily. So when they leave, this is going to cause a 20% decrease in the oil supply. What that means for us, gas prices are going to skyrocket. They're estimating between $8 and $10 a gallon. While the rest of the country, gas is floating around $2 to $3, Californians will be paying around $8 to $10. And if you live anywhere near Hollywood, Rodeo, Beverly, and all that, you know they gas be a couple dollars more expensive. Right. So they might be paying around $15 a gallon down there. They whooping feet.
God,
so Phillips 66 plans on
crime
closing.
Crime rate finna go up.
Oh yeah, crime rate boosting. We finna be in the shiesties for gas.
Valero too. Yeah.
So Phillips 66.
Yeah, he said Valero.
Plans on closing down by October this year. Valero plans on closing down by April of next year. So, like I said, the gas supply problem stems from California regulators designing policies to remove gas cars off the road to decrease pollution, aka push their Go Green initiative that they've been talking about for I don't know how long, talking about, oh, you know, this is good for the environment. We're trying to stop the emissions and blah, blah, blah. The problem with that is they have to make up for this 20% oil decrease that we're going to get hit with. So one of the answers to that was to import oil by land and by sea to help the refinery closures and to make up for that that 20%. The problem is we don't have the infrastructure to import that much oil. And on top of that,
tariffs as well, no?
They don't regulate the emissions of the ships that's coming in. And for the ships, the size of the ships that you need to ship that amount of oil, the emissions are going to be out of this world. And it's going to affect the whole city. So the whole point of these new regulations was to help clear the environment of the emissions. But if we import oil but via ship, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to ruin the fucking environment with the emissions. So it's like,
more, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And then this whole go green shit is all bullshit. They know for a fact we ain't going electric. It's all bullshit. People ain't even buying Teslas like that no more. They sending them back.
All this is bullshit. They're trying to reinvent California. They getting people a fuck up out of here. That's all they doing. They've been, was it gentrification? They've been doing all that. They've been cleaning up everybody's cities, trying to get rid of the projects. They trying to make California a strictly rich state. That's it.
Well, it damn near already. And you know, Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, he been under fire for the regulations he's been doing. So if you work in oil, which a lot of people who are going to watch this video does work in oil, you know California is the strictest place in the world on oil. This is why oil businesses hate coming out here to work. They don't take contracts out here. They don't set up shop out here because California goes out of their way to make it damn near impossible to drill oil. They got all these regulations. You go to Texas, they hardly have none of that. You go to the Middle East, them niggas don't even be wearing hard hats, nigga. They be niggas be up on a crane in fucking sandals and flip-flops, nigga, and tank tops, flipping blinds and doing all type of shit. So,
and he's trying to, it's crazy because Newsom's trying to blame the oil refineries or the companies like Phillips or Valero. But it's like when you go somewhere else, like Nevada, Texas, the prices are cheaper. So how could you blame the companies? Are the companies just being greedy here and not there? Like it doesn't add up.
Nah, it's not the companies, bro.
California is being greedy.
It's them.
Exactly.
It's them because look, they have auditors, right? So one of the state auditors, I wrote her name down. I forget her name. It's the white lady. I'm gonna find it. I wrote her name down somewhere. What they do is they tell the auditors that visit these sites to write more citations. Because you're allotted certain amounts a year, fines and shit like that. But the way that they do it is like, say they checking for emissions. They got this radar gun where if you point it at a tank or you point it at a vessel, you point it at a flange, it'll show the emissions coming out, a certain amount that's allotted. The problem is, it's damn near impossible to stop that. And they know that, which is why they give you so many a year. But when they want to get this shit shut down, they let all the auditors know, hey, up them citations. Basically giving you citations to shut down certain sites. So a lot of these people that work for these companies, y'all know what I'm talking about. A lot of these sites have already been closed, especially you remember they brought that law in where you can't have no oil pumping units or nothing that's drilling or pulling oil out the ground so many feet away from homes. But that was like most of Signal Hill. Damn near every pumping unit over there is right by a resident or by a school. So that shut down massive amounts of land where a lot of oil was coming out the ground. And then they run in this fossil fuel finesse that they've been running since they introduced fossil fuels. Number one, the earth itself produces oil. It's damn near unlimited. They done had on files where they found rivers of straight oil, lakes of straight oil. Like, we're going to be gone before the oil is gone. But what they had to do was let the world know or tell the world, convince the world that it's a limited supply. Why? Because anything limited, it's more valuable. If we just tell people oil's unlimited, it's no way we can convince y'all to go to the pump and pay $10 a gallon like dumbasses and this shit is unlimited.
Supply and demand.
So what they told you was, oh, the fossils take millions of years to break down and it's only so much oil.
They had that video. I think the people had found the oil. They were just digging through something. That shit just started busting out everywhere. I forgot what video that
it's,
was.
It's like with anything we have, any infrastructure we have, they create these artificial shortages. Because without that, how do they really profit off of anything? Like even water, we drink bottled water. Like if you could go and find out, if I go over here and just drink some water, how much money do you think they lose or they're unable to profit off of? So they create these artificial shortages to make money out of thin air, really, for their corporation.
Exactly.
That was a great point.
Like these niggas said, oil is running out. Bro, no, it's not. Not only is it not running out, they found new ways to drill. So we used to only be able to drill straight down. Now they can drill diagonally, horizontally. They can drill vertically. They can drill every which way to hit pockets in different reservoirs of oil. In California, they don't want fracking. So basically, fracking is like you pump, let's say, like some type of fluid or some type of pressure into a zone to frack it, to crack it, essentially to free up oil that may be trapped there. Hmm. But they say that that's bad for the environment. So they low-key ban fracking here. But in other countries and other states, they can frack all day and hit all the oil they want. But here, you're limited. So you might got this whole 1,000 yards worth of land that has oil in it, but you need to frack it to get the oil out. But it's illegal. So now you can't even touch the zone over there.
Yeah,
so
they did it because once you find out, they're going to come down there. Yep, we need all this. Let me, y'all can't hit this, because then people are going to be selling oil on the low. And everything else, like any other business that becomes too big. So they want to control it. They need every dollar. That's why they be mad. The same reason that the nigga from Cash App disappeared after he figured out all that. Like, nigga, we ain't got no parts in this, nigga. You got out of here. Like, anything that's get too big for them and they can't tax you off of it, they going to come get your ass.
Bro, this is so corrupt. Like, the country, if you were a conspiracy theorist and you would actually start to look at some of this stuff that's going on, the amount of corruption is crazy. This is why I said the government is the biggest YN.
They underlived the man for figuring out how to make a car that ran on water.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hell yeah. What? You ain't finna have them filling up at the water hose at home?
You can pull up any house on the block and fill up. That nigga came juiced up. Nigga, they said that nigga went to the meet. Nigga ate some food, cuz started spazzing. Ran out the shit, poisoned his dumb ass. Like, he thought he was finna get broke off.
Hey, Toko, we got
nigga,
a $1 billion check.
Dumb ass. Like, that's crazy. You just see people disappearing for nothing. Like, you tell too much of the truth, you gone. Now you can't even give too much of that, and it's free.
Facts. It's ugly. Ugly. Because just imagine if that would have passed. There's no way we can get you to pay $10 a gallon for
gas. What I need oil for, nigga? Vegetable oil, nigga? Cook? Other than that, they ain't doing nothing.
And it's so dumb because it's not just gas for cars and buses and trains and planes. Petroleum is damn near in everything. Look up the amount of items that it takes petroleum to create. Bro, petroleum is in damn near everything that we use. Like, from your housing to the fucking tires on your car to the streets, the road, damn near everything. You need that refinery. You need those oil fields. You need that.
For California to let them refineries get up out of here is crazy.
And not only is that wild, refinery work, oil field work was one of the last jobs that you could be a felon or just a regular everyday guy who didn't go to college with no degree and still earn over six figures. So imagine how many jobs are gone. You know how much bank they was getting at these refineries on the turnaround or something? Especially because a lot of them just got unionized. So a lot of them are now getting union-based wages.
Do you think the people that had them jobs, they just gonna go look for new the company, are they going to go look for new work wherever they go, or the people just asked out who had those jobs? Or you think they're going to have them move? Like, say if they say the refinery just went to Texas, they're like, y'all can come out here if y'all want to and keep your job. Or
I think it depends on the company. Yeah. You might just be asked out. Whatever you got in your 401k or if you had a pension, you're going to have to live off, because it's like, I'm not about to be trying to figure out to get all y'all out here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put up some postings. Hey, we finna set up in Texas and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's hella oil workers out there. It's hella people that want them jobs out there.
It's only going to be limited, so many limited positions.
And it's only so many limited spots.
But y'all think they should allow them? If you want to get up and move, that's on you. You would still have a job. But other than that, we out of here. But like you said, if it's union work.
Because
if it's union work, they shouldn't have to be able to lose their job, right? Just off of changing location.
Well, I think it's different because I know, like, for instance, in an electrician union, there's so many people waiting in the hall to get called. So, like, once you make it into the union, you're waiting to get a call to go and work. So it could be, I don't know how it works in oil, but it could be 1,000 motherfuckers waiting to get called for work. So then you add another 1,000 on, another 2,000 on, niggas might be waiting for 4 or 5 years to get some work.
Now, you definitely be waiting, because I remember when I went to the Boilermaker still, and I used to call them every day, and they'd just be like, yeah, just call us back next week.
Yeah, if you don't know nobody, it's a wrap. But different unions got different
type of rules,
ways of operating. Like, you a longshoreman, and you don't have your hours up or no seniority, then yeah, you got to wait at the hall until your number or the last name, the letter get called. I think it's a number though. like with your card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you got to go every day and literally sit and hope
they call you.
The ones with the seniority don't want the work. And what happened is a lot of these damn ports are automated now. So half of the jobs that the guys with the seniority didn't want, the grunt work, they're taking it now because they lost positions due to automation. You go down to the port, nigga, the only human in some of these yards is the guards. You go in there, everything else is automated.
And it's so crazy. That's because crazy. It's like the superpowers, which, you know, America, Russia, China, it's like you have to compete with China. You have to compete with Russia. China's fully automated everything.
Fully.
So it's like, America, how do you not automate your shit? It's almost like, do we keep working at a slower pace or you know, with humans, or do we automate it? Like, you almost have to automate it because your competition is doing the same thing.
What are we competing for?
Which push people out of jobs.
Well, this is why Trump is having a tariff war, because all of the stuff that we're importing, he wants most of that built here.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have the companies here and building that here, all of them jobs and shit that's getting outsourced would be jobs here.
And they fucked off, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
What are they competing for? Transporting the oil and stuff, or just what?
I mean, it's just like...
it's like when niggas say we went to the moon. Who can do it faster, better?
Yeah. Imaginary competition with them niggas is wild.
I didn't even really imagine. It's like
they
business,
fucking if we ain't in competition with the AI shit, because them niggas way ahead of us.
Nah, because like let's say you a person, right? And you're unloading the trucks, right? You're unloading the shipments that come in. You can only physically do so many. Then you got to get breaks. You got to lunch. And then I got to worry about you getting hurt. You know, I got to pay you. AI ain't getting hurt. Automation ain't getting hurt. And automation don't stop. I can run automation around the clock. 24/7. So whatever you could do in a day, I can do quadruple with the AI. So my profit is...
Like on the front end, you might spend more money for the technology, but through the course of the job or whatever it is, you're going to eventually
long term, you're going to make more
you're
money.
You're going to save more money because exactly you have less things to factor in.
This is why on the episode me and bro was in here shooting earlier, we told y'all, look for AI-proof skills. Truck driver's not even safe. Nigga, they got self-driving trucks. It's only a matter of time before the entire road is self-driving trucks, nigga.
Yeah.
It's going to start with one company, and then every company going to see that and go, nigga, I can eliminate how much on the payroll?
And that's why when you see like the, like when I told y'all that story, I drove up on a car that was driving by itself. I feel like right now what they're doing with them is just test runs. Because then it's going to be to a point where Uber is just going to be empty cars.
Autonomous vehicle.
Yeah, but everybody's going, they're going to start cutting the people off that's doing it. Because they got all these Uber accidents with people killing people and... You getting into it with Uber drivers and stuff like that. It's going to be to a point just jumping in an empty car. But they probably, right now, like you said, the lab rat thing is just seeing how much and how long it's going to be profitable and useful. But that's how I think. It's like, what is the motherfucker driving to the gas station by themselves? Probably just go right back to the damn, to the company.
It is no way I'm getting in no car that's driving itself and just hopping in the back like it's cool. LeBron has seen too many Final Destinations. I'm good, nigga. I watched The Terminator. I watched Minority Report. I watched Artificial Intelligence.
That motherfucker be
I'm
talking.
Good,
it's also
nigga.
Just like, too, like, damn, like, I want to drive my own car. I want to have human interaction. I want to be able to do things that we do. Like, I don't think we also factor in how much shit is going to change for human beings when those things are eliminated. Like when I can't just go to the liquor store and
see
talk
nobody,
to somebody.
Yeah,
like it's a fully, I just seen a fully automated McDonald's. There's nobody working there.
That is crazy.
Nothing. You go in, you get your food, it's nobody there. It's like, how is this going to work? Like things might move at a faster scale and be more efficient, but what does it do to the human mind?
You Not only what does it do to the human mind, it's going to get to the point where humans going to be scared when they see another human, nigga. It's going to be so long. We only communicating online via Instagram.
It's either
going to
be scared or they going to crave it. I think it can go either way.
I don't know, because it's like, you know, like a female you ever met who just been single for a hella long, and then she just got stuck in that comfortability, and you trying to take her out, and she finding reasons not to go out to avoid human interaction.
Yeah, some people, I think feel like that's just a scary-ass mind state, though. Like, I know what you mean, though. You get comfortable. That's why they say isolation be dangerous, but...
You got
to
think.
You get used to the way you do things.
Yeah, so now you got to adjust to somebody else. You can't really do it. You don't know how to function no more.
You got to think, bro. When you go to prison, how do they punish the prisoners?
Yeah, they put us in isolation.
They put you in isolation. Because there's really nothing else they can do to punish you other than to remove you away from people. So you got to really think about that. They're setting up society where we're not around people. But it in prison, the punishment is removing you from around people. Because you're going to lose your fucking mind.
If we're your social mind ain't strong enough.
We're social creatures. We're meant to interact. We're meant to interact. You're meant to be social. As a human being, you have to, or you're going to lose your fucking mind.
I guess I lost mine a few times. But yeah, that's...
this nigga over here reflecting like, damn, because I was in the hole.
I ain't reflecting. I'm just thinking. I just say, like I said, if you ain't got a strong mind, then yeah, of course you'll lose it. But if your mind's strong enough, you'll be straight.
And don't get isolation confused with alone time to think. Everybody needs alone time to sit and think. I mean complete isolation, like
yeah,
a hermit.
It's different, yeah.
It's different levels. There's some people that don't leave the house, nigga. They don't leave. And they're afraid when they leave. They've been in the house so long, they're afraid to venture out into society.
Niggas have a hoodie on, vape, DoorDash coming, playing the game.
You got to think, Pete, like you said, the DoorDash, people don't go to the grocery store, people want to do shit. Everything can just get brought to you. But I actually enjoy, like,
going out,
but I actually enjoy being alone too. Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. I need to, that's like my recharging time. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to hear no talking. I don't want to hear shit. Like, a lot of people can't sit in dead silence. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to turn something on. You got to be moving or they start going fucking nuts.
That's a good point too, because now people are so overstimulated. Like, I'd be at my job. People always got a headphone in. Like, wherever they go, they got a headphone in. They on the phone. They wake up, they listen to radio, podcast, something. It's like there is no moments of silence anymore either for you to just be with your own thoughts.
What they say, silence is deafening. That's what they mean. Because when you're in silence, you're alone with your own thoughts. And what happens is when you get alone with your own thoughts, people often start to think about all the problems that they got, which is why they always try to keep themselves busy with something to keep their mind off of their mind. Like we said earlier, how often do you think? And I don't mean just thinking thought. Like, how often do you sit down and really think?
Constructive thinking.
And plan about where you're going to be in 5 years, 10 years, or what's the blueprint for getting to whatever your goal is. Most people never, ever, ever
do that.
They go through life hoping they trip, fall, and land on success and wonder why their whole life they fucking broke. Like, bro, the last 6 months, how often did you get outside and go after what you want? How often do you go out and try to meet people to make connections? How often do you go out and try to create opportunities for yourself? Because they ain't going to just fucking come to you. Like, who the fuck do you think you are in a world full of 9 billion people? Somebody's going to come knock on your door and say, hey, you want to be rich today? Come with me.
And then, you know,
like, come on, cuz. You got to create.
They say try like every month to do something uncomfortable. And then by the time like 12 months come, you will have a year of things stacked up. That where it's like, damn, it looked back like I had a good moment. I had a good year versus just because people start to look back like, what did you do this year? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really do nothing. Or I partied every weekend. Or what did you try to push the boundaries and make yourself, how do I say, like uncomfortable? Yeah, so
that's where the growth comes.
Yeah, exactly. So even doing that or doing the hard things, doing something hard every day or every other day or maybe every week. Like, how often do you push yourself past your limits? Because most of us, before we even try something, we allow the opinions of others that ain't even existed yet to stop you. Yeah. And what everybody gonna think of me if I do this? What everybody gonna think of me if I do that? Like, you are blinded and guided by fear to where now everything is out of sync because you're never being able to be your authentic self. But your relationships is out of sync. Everything, your life is just... It's never no balance.
You're moving to the beat of somebody else's drum.
Right.
And that's crazy.
You might naturally want to do something, but you won't never say it. Like, or you won't just do it.
Yeah. And the more you do exactly what you want to do, I feel like the more freeing it is to you. Because eventually you do stuff you want to do. You're the person you want to be. You think the thoughts you want. And you realize the worst thing that could happen is what? Somebody seeing your story. Somebody else.
Right. Or somebody tell you, that shit gonna go negative. Right away.
It's like after a while, it's like that's all it is. It ain't and most of those people are just projecting their negative thoughts onto you because they don't want you to win. So I think the more people put themselves in them uncomfortable situations, the more people are true to themselves the easier it becomes because you realize what's on the other side of that. Like, it ain't really that scary. Like, all it is people talking shit, and again, that ain't gonna really do the things you're doing. So I think you gain more and you live a more beautiful life for just being true to yourself.
It's like I think I said this before too. It's like, think about the end game when it's all said and done. Like I said, people feel like we got life and it's just gonna go forever. When they at that podium and they up there talking about you, are you gonna be happy or content what they got to say about you and how you lived your life? Did you really live it with no regrets? Did you really chase certain things? Even think of yourself, like, what would you want people to say about you? You know what I'm saying? Now you start to think about those things and you try to become or be that person today so you would be content if they ever did, unless you just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Look, there's a famous quote. A wise man once said, we suffer often more in our imagination than in reality.
Ain't nobody thinking about you.
We suffer like... more often in imagination in your own head than in reality. Now, if you're an avid watcher of the show, you know I've stated several times that about 85% of the things we worry about never happen. So that quote is dead on, because majority of the things that you're worried about in life are created in your own imagination. If you got a goal and you start to think about taking action, what makes most people freeze up? The what ifs. Not the what if it can go right. They think about every single scenario that can go wrong. Every single scenario that will embarrass them. Like they just said, what the fuck you think gonna happen? Because everybody who's gonna laugh at you failing are secretly wishing they had the heart and the balls to go out there and go after what they want. Because they're gonna die thinking, what if? They're gonna be 80 years old reflecting on their life saying, man, what if I just would have went for this? What if I would have did that? Don't be the person in the graveyard with a casket full of what ifs. I'd rather know I tried and failed than wonder my whole life, what if? That's when you get to living with regrets. It's like, first they laugh, then they start to admire,
and they ask you
how you then did they it. Ask you how you did it. And they follow your whole blueprint. But remember, when you was writing the blueprint, they was laughing, saying, man, this shit ain't gonna never work. As soon as you crack, you getting all the DMs. Hey, big bro. You big bro now.
I knew you was intelligent.
Yeah, you big bro now all of a sudden. You feel me? So,
man, I knew you was gonna make. I told you, nigga, a long time ago.
Man, I knew you had it, bro. I couldn't tell you, but I knew. Like, shut the fuck up.
I seen a girl on Twitter, because you were talking about the negative what ifs. I just seen a video of a girl on Twitter saying, she writes when she's doing something, best case scenario notes. So instead of being negative and being like, well, what if this happens negative? Let me write the best possible things that could happen. Right?
That's a great thing to go about because she's programming herself to always think about the best case scenario. Yeah. So that's how you should see it, because like we said, we always focus on what we want. Or we always focus on what we don't want. We never focus on what we want. Like you said, just what could go wrong? What could go right? You know what I'm saying? What if I do crack? Because me motherfucker be like, what if you don't? But what if I do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
So I take it better for me. I'm like I thrive off challenges, but I like it better when people tell me I can't do something. Because that make me, I don't know what the fuck that do to me. I don't know how I'm wired, but it'll make a nigga start going crazy.
It's like, oh yeah, yeah, I can't. I'm gonna show your bitch ass.
Then I was soon as a nigga, even I remember we used to play basketball. Niggas would think they'd fuck us over because we were small, nigga. Oh yeah, we finna kill y'all. They think they got one. I don't really do nothing. Cuck and control the ball, but just pass it to me. I'm gonna hit the open shot, nigga. Like, that shit used to be funny, but it's just like, it's something about proving people wrong, man.
And the worst thing that can happen is you fail. That's it.
Is you really failing?
And all you're doing is learning. It's only failure
when you quit.
Exactly.
Because they say you got to fail your way to success anyway.
That's all it is.
So the day you wake up and stop, unless you get rich or die trying.
The power of failing.
You know what I'm saying? So you only fail when you quit. Yeah, I gave that shit up. It is what it is. Next thing. Like, but if you stick to that script of what you're doing, eventually you have to get there. The door is going to have to open in some form or fashion.
And this is the beauty of trying and failing. You only got to get it right once. It don't matter if you failed 999 times.
Facts.
On that 1,000th time that you cracked, that 999 don't mean shit no more. Ain't nobody going to be worried about it. You think if you fail 999 times and on that 1,000th try, you became a multimillionaire that people going to be pointing out when you failed?
It's like David Portnoy from Barstool Sports. He said, it took me years to make my first million. Once I made my first million, he said
everything else was easy.
I made $5 million in 2 weeks.
What's like, even more crazy? What's even more crazy is the journey is the dream or the process. Because once you get to that point, you're like, damn, I done did everything. Because these moments will never be these moments again. So I think that's what people fail to realize in that moment while you're trying to become something. And it's about who you become on that journey. You know what I mean? The perseverance, the resiliency, everything else that forms and molds you. That's who you're going to appreciate more. It's not even going to be the stuff. It's like, damn, you look back. I went through the fire. I went through all this shit like to become this person. Like, nigga, I'm a motherfucking beast. Like, that'll have you on some other shit. Like,
the journey
I think
the destination.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only way you can really become that person is by obtaining those qualities through that work. So it's like when people talk about, I think Warren Buffett talked about becoming a millionaire, like the qualities that those people have to get to that point are different than somebody who just sits on a couch every day. So that journey is the destination because those qualities that you're going to have to get, the discipline, the perseverance, right? The positive thinking, all of those things that you're going to have to get to become that person and make that money or, you know, complete that goal, that's what's really going to affect you and that's what you're going to take with you forever.
Right, because look, I look at it like this, like we think of Kobe. But when we hear about Kobe, we talk about the way Kobe used to practice. The way Kobe was before he got his rings, the way Kobe was in his games. Like, we talk about the journey of Kobe. Yeah, he got the rings, but what did Kobe do in them games?
Yeah,
what did Jordan do in them games? It was like those moments was the greatest moments of them getting there. Now it's like that was part of the journey. That was the dream. Like, he was living it as he, even though he hated practice, but he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Kobe made the grind cool, though. He made it like
cool
damn,
for
like,
and to who niggas nobody else wanted to do it.
niggas
didn't want to do
mama
it.
The mentality of be, like you know,
that's basically what I'm getting at is he developed the Mamba mentality. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Based off of all the work and the journey that he the route he took.
They're crazy.
Not only that, successful people. They've tried and failed more than unsuccessful people have tried at all. So, like you said, Kobe has practiced and missed more shots than the person who never made it even took at all. So you got to really think about that. Nigga went in the gym, 1,000 up before practice, 1,000 up after practice.
Crazy.
You probably ain't shot 1,000 all year.
Probably
but
break
talking
your
about
fucking
you, want, talking about you want to be Kobe.
Right.
Like, come on, cuz it's different.
That's why Cub ball hogged. He said, "Nigga, if you ain't practice as much as me, you ain't getting the rock, nigga."
Yeah, what he told the niggas?
He said,
"Yeah, you want to take a shot, get the rebound, nigga."
Facts. He said, "Nigga, I know. Why would I give you the rock when I know you ain't put the work I put in?" That's
man,
dedication.
That
but it's not even the fact that he's a ball hog. I know you ain't been in this gym like me. Yeah. I know you ain't practiced like me. Why would I give you the rock? Like,
I'm not letting you fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is why people who buy bodies, they're still miserable once they buy it. Because they didn't put in the work to earn the body. Because once you get the fit body, all the work you put in, like you said, it was the journey. It's the person you became. It was them late nights in the gym, nigga, them nights where you was sick, them nights you was tired, wasn't sleeping, them days where you was in the gym working out and you just went out and threw up and went right back and still finished your rep. You like, damn, cut, I didn't even feel like coming today. But after you complete that workout,
that
you
was
in the
one
sauna,
of the best ones.
You like, damn, cut, I was low-key one of my best workouts. And you happy that you didn't skip that day. Now the next day, you got an extra pep in your step. Like, that was my worst day of the week and I still pushed through. Nigga, this shit finna be a breeze, nigga.
The shit, and what you're saying, that when you buy a body, the dopamine that you're getting is only temporary because it's from other people. Whereas in when somebody, you might get the compliments from other, oh, you look good, but you have something that you actually built on your own. Whereas it's not just dependent upon other people and what they say because they might not compliment you every day. You might not get positive reinforcement.
Because now, you know, you're right. Because
you know
when you buy the body, you're going around people secretly looking for them.
Or
like,
hoping
they say,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You out there probably going to start getting loud, trying to pill out, do all this extra shit. But when you develop it yourself, you don't need real reassurance. You don't need to hear none of that. Like, nigga, I know I'm right, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? You know how many hours I just did? How many fucking push-ups and dips I just fucking did, nigga? I don't need you to confirm nothing. When you tell me, yeah, I appreciate it. But other than that, nigga, I know. Like, That's when they get to tell you too cocky or you too confident. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different story when, like you said, when you buying it, you just know in the back of your mind you ain't shit.
You know,
like,
you bullshit.
You know, yeah, you know like you bullshit. This nigga, it looked like a Ferrari to something else pulled up, nigga. To the real deal pulled up.
You done went to pick apart, nigga. Yeah, that shit look good until that real Ferrari pulled up.
Guts, engine, everything fucked.
Fresh like, off the motherfucking lot.
Shit crazy.
And don't get offended when people tell you you're delusional. You should be. You should believe in yourself delusionally because that's how you really get what you want. Because if you don't, you start to doubt yourself. Like they say, if when you tell people your dreams, if they don't tell you you crazy, your dreams ain't big enough. It's like people say, I had a conversation with God, told him my dreams, and he laughed. Like, that's it? You know you can do anything, right? You can get anything you want out here. That's all you want? Man, come back to me when you want some real shit. It's like you gotta already become who you are. Nigga, Michael Jackson literally wrote down, I'm gonna be the most famous person in the motherfucking world and actually became it.
He said, before it happened. He said he took every good quality. I ain't gonna lie, Kai Cenat been going viral for a video he had of talking to himself.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that? Talking about he was gonna be the biggest streamer, he was gonna be doing this and doing that. That nigga did it.
Kai Cenat, Mr. Crazy. Beast, low key, they've been running all them streamers back. Nigga, they're like, this my first video. I'm going to revisit this in 5 years when I'm the biggest in the world. They already had it in their mind. They don't give a fuck if you believe
it. Mostly everybody, this is why we say our thoughts control your future, because mostly everybody that made it, when you ask them, are they surprised that they made it? They're not surprised. Wow. They knew.
And we've been doing this shit for so many years. Like, we knew.
I'm going to get there. It's just a matter of time. But they all knew. When you, I watch old Meek Mill videos, or you see songs like Nipsey. That's how I knew. Like, niggas be knowing already. It's just a matter about it catching up.
And I think you stop looking at it as some mystical dream when you're actually building it brick by brick. You start looking at it as a numbers game. As, okay, how much did I drop here? This is the retention rate. This is that. This is how many people are viewing it. This is the type of content. This is how much time we're spending. You start looking at it in a more of a practical way. Why people who have never done it is like, they can't fathom it.
You make it more realistic. Yeah, exactly. You make it more realistic when you break it down. It's like, damn, okay, if I'm trying to get $1 million, like, you might think that's too far ahead. So you break it down in your mind. Okay, I might have made $10,000 this week. Okay, damn, if I do this now, I can make $20,000. You do that and that, then you go from there until you reach that $100,000, that $200,000. And now it's not as so far because you probably thought you couldn't have made that money either.
It's like climbing a mountain. It looks impossible standing back and just staring up at the mountain. The only way to climb it is to what? One step at a time, just literally go attack it. And it's crazy because once you start climbing it and the higher you get, you like, oh, this shit ain't even that hard. Especially when you stop, take a breath and look back.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, I did that. I climbed all that.
And it's crazy.
It's further to go.
Sometimes I tell people, I just be like, just don't even look up. Just watch the feet, watch the steps in front of you. Just push. I don't even think about it. I'm just going. I done hit mountains where I'm like, we pull up, I just look like, God damn, I ain't getting up there. Yeah, like you sick, but it's something like just kick in and you just activate. Like you said, you go. Next thing you know, you didn't push up this motherfucker. You got to the top of that. Now everything else is like, oh, this is nothing. If I could make it through that, you like,
do anything.
Yeah.
The reason I say look back is because when you look back and see how much ground you covered, look up, you like, it's gonna take me longer to turn around and quit than it is just to keep going and reach my goal. That's what happened with your goals. That's why they say write it down. Because you write it down, you start looking back and like, God damn, I accomplished all this. Well, I only need this much more to reach to where I'm going. So I might as well just keep going.
That's a great point right there. You turn around like that. It was a long trick back.
Nigga.
Yeah, might as well keep going.
I just did that today on a hike. Nigga, I went all the way around. Wherever I went, I ran down. I had never had went this far on it. I'm like, damn, the trail's taking me opposite way of my car. And I finally, when I ran to that lady I was telling you about, she's like, yeah, it's two rows, but I know English. She just doing this. I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
smiling hella hard. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, gracias. I'm like, I get what you're saying. That's how you know we can speak without talking. Like, because I understand what she trying to tell me. Like, and she ended up telling me that, but I just got so far down, like another hill. I'm like, if I got to go back to my car, I'm going to be sick. I'm just like, fuck it. It's going to be another hike. But then I end up going around and finding it. But I'm just like, damn, that shit wild. But yeah, a lot of that shit.
Believe in yourself. You had you got to believe in yourself before others believe in you. Waiting on others to believe in you, you will never accomplish nothing. I promise you that. Because don't nobody believe in you until you start to put the action forward and they start to see the results. And even seeing the results don't be enough for these motherfuckers. They want to wait till somebody that you don't know start to acknowledge you for what you're doing. They wait till a stranger be like, oh, shit. That shit is viral. And now all of a sudden you viral.
Yeah,
but nigga, you've been right here watching me day in, day out, grind, day in, day out. You're watching my progress, but you're never saying shit. The second somebody you look up to and you revere says something, now you all in the, man, get your bitch ass out of here. Nigga, you should have been the first one congratulating the nigga.
Nah, facts. Just know we finna be there. We is there. We just waiting for everything else to catch up.
We're there, nigga.
That's all it is.
Go watch the first episodes, nigga. Go watch when Kali first started coming around and niggas was, man, shout out 19
when
Kings.
Kali still wore glasses.
That's a fact.
That's a minute ago. Yeah.
Nah, facts.
Go look at how many cool times niggas shouted 19 Keys out. Fast forward, nigga, we done already recorded an episode with 19 Keys. He done reached out like, yeah, I fuck with y'all.
Crazy.
Or he done reached back after we reached out. And we just went from shouting him out to having him on the show. Nobody would have believed we could have got that nigga on the show back then. Hey, you could.
I believed it.
No, we always had them talks off camera like, yeah, we do this. This is what we bring to the table. But now everybody's seeing it, like you said. But we've been in climbing that mountain, right, the whole time while people are sitting there looking up at how big it is. Pause.
Damn, that was crazy. Whoa,
I don't even know why Kurt even said that one.
That was crazy. Hey, he finally got that one. Nigga, that was wild.
He set himself up for that one. He said he paused so fast. That nigga crazy, boy. These niggas wild. God damn.
So I ain't had one in a minute.
Yeah, I ain't had one. Kurt was trying to force him. I ain't had one of them.
Nah, I wouldn't force him.
Kurt was going episode to episode, back to back. Somebody told that nigga, you say it one more time, unsubscribe. Getting on the gun, losing followers off the Glazer. God damn.
Nah, this nigga was on a run for a minute.
I wasn't on a run. You just
hell nah,
crazy
this
shit.
Nigga was on a run for
I'm
a minute.
I'm like, wow, these niggas is crazy.
That shit wild, girl.
Shit crazy, man.
Hey, that's I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. Lions never lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. Know that. In a world full of cowards who live life on their knees, be a real stand-up individual that live on your 2 feet, 10 toes, stand on business. When everybody else is bending their fucking spine and breaking their back and ain't got no backbone, stand on yours, regardless of the hate you get. You got to realize the sheep hate when the lion come around. You know why? Because they can't do nothing with the lion. They know the lion can do anything that it want to them at any given time. And they want to secretly be that lion. They want to have that power. They want to be able to walk around fearless. So seeing you be fearless enrages them because they're cowards. This is why they said all great men or all great people have great enemies. Because you're a threat. If you're not a threat, no one even pays you any mind. So when you getting attacked, like, God damn, why everybody on me? Just know you're a threat. This is why they're attacking you. The viral way.
I don't know if y'all want to switch it to music. I did have a topic.
Yeah, let's get it.
Complex dropped the list. 50 best LA rappers of all time ranked.
Nip not being top five is diabolical.
Hold on, let Kurt read it.
I'm gonna let Kurt read it.
What they're judging it off of is skills as a hip hop artist, strength of catalog, commercial impact, and lasting influence. By skill, we mean the entire rap package: delivery, presence, pen game, and overall artistry. Since hip hop is an audio medium and we don't have access to notebooks, we didn't penalize rappers who've used ghostwriters.
Woo.
We're also focusing.
You said we didn't.
They did. They said they're penalized.
Ghostwriters are penalized.
So it says we're also focusing strictly on rappers, but while artists like Nate Dogg and Ty Dolla Sign are iconic LA artists, they're fundamentally singers, not rappers. With that out of the way, here are the 50 best LA rappers of all time.
Nah,
I'm gonna just go to the top 10 because it's a lot of people.
Debunk this right.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Do top 10.
Top 10 is this on a list. Number 10, Nipsey Hussle. Number 9, Eazy-E.
Disrespectful.
These niggas, and they all, y'all be talking.
Hold on, let them go. Let
I know.
Who we got? Number, damn, this shit. Hold on.
You supposed to write them down. He got a mix.
You supposed to run through them.
Damn.
The list already died.
I'm gonna start talking.
Okay, hey, look, look. Yeah. It's number one, obviously.
Now you get 10987.
It better be Pac.
Yeah, Pac.
They're not counting him as LA.
Who they count him as?
Man, they crazy as hell.
That's what I said. So
who they count him as?
East Coast? I don't know what they count him. Here we go. I had Easy is 9.
Even if you count him a Bay rapper, he's still.
Number 8, Be Real. I never listened to Be Real.
Be Real. I told you the Nipsey disrespect is diabolical. Oh.
Number 7, Ice-T. Number 6, DJ Quick. Number 5, this is going to make y'all laugh, Tyler the Creator.
Come on, girl. These niggas is crazy.
Number 4, Dr. Dre. He's not even really a rapper to me.
Yeah, how you don't count Nate Dogg, but you count Dr. Dre?
Number 3, Ice Cube. Number 2, Snoop. Number 1, Kendrick Lamar.
What? No Game? Is crazy.
So Game's on the list, but he's number 11. He's before Nipsey Hussle.
Who wrote this list? I need
no,
the
you
name.
Said Nipsey was 10.
He's 10, so he's number 11.
They did Game foul, too.
They put Be Real
over Game.
Over crazy. Game? Yeah. Dr. Dre rapping over Game? Eazy-E rapping over Game?
Q wrote Eazy. Eazy don't even count.
Yeah. But they said they didn't factor in the ghost.
No, they trying to
Dre don't count. He's not a rapper.
Dre don't count either.
I don't think you could put
none of them count. Kendrick count.
Snoop count.
Snoop count. They didn't put Pac as diabolical.
Crazy.
Maybe they count Pac.
He only got one West Coast album though. If we keeping it 100.
What other albums did he? Where else?
All
did,
Eyes
where,
on Me.
What do you
it
mean?
It don't gotta be West
and
Coast.
Daz produced most of all his albums.
But it don't
and
gotta
he,
be
and,
West Coast.
And he was with Digital Underground and the Bay Area. Anyway,
I know. Now this what I was. This what I was.
How many West Coast albums Kendrick got, nigga?
True.
This what I was finna get at though. If we're not counting Pac, I guess they count him up there in the Bay because that's not L.A. But if you're counting it that way,
the West,
then that's
the Bay.
I know,
West.
But he's saying, yeah, he said L.A.
Is
right?
L.A. or the West?
LA.
Oh, is it
L.A.?
Okay.
But then if we're gonna get technical, you can't count Kendrick. Nipsey need to be number one then because Kendrick is from Compton. If we're not counting nothing,
I'm saying
if we're getting technical, Snoop don't count. No, none of these niggas count.
DJ Quick,
count.
I think DJ Quick is in that.
Quick is from Compton.
Quick from Compton.
Nigga, if we get technical, if we're not, if Pac can't count, you can't count nothing but L.A. Like, nigga, so put Joe Moses in there. go break
it down. Top 5. I got Nip in the top 10.
I got Nip top 5 on the West Coast, period.
I got him top 10.
Okay.
Who your top 5 on the West Coast?
Name top 5. Let's go to top 5.
I would say I got Kendrick for sure. This is no order. I got Kendrick. I got Game. I got Snoop. I got Quick. I got Easy because of him kind of birthing a lot of shit.
You got Quick. Quick is more of a DJ Quick.
Quick a rapper.
He's known for being more on that side.
I don't know. Quick
got
albums.
He got some albums.
Nah, Quick got albums.
Name
Quick
three
got
albums from Quick.
Quick is the name. Safe and Sound.
Dollars and Cents.
Bouncing Moments or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Safe and Sound.
My niggas was not
he
listening
got a couple.
To Quick.
Yeah, he
nah,
got
I'm not
got
saying
albums.
He don't.
Nah, Quick got classics.
Yeah,
Quick
got some classics.
I'm not saying he don't, but what I'm saying is y'all not slapping Quick. Kylie, you for sure ain't slapping Quick.
I slap Quick.
I still slap Safe and Sound album all the time.
Quick is the name, Safe and Sound,
Balance and Options.
Rhythmalism, nigga?
Yeah,
what
he
that?
Got some. He got
rhythmalism.
Some shit.
I was banging that shit every day in high school.
Quick got bangers. Quick got bangers, but.
Nah, we counting Quick.
Y'all counting Snoop. Easy is crazy.
No, I'm not counting Easy.
I'm only counting them because.
Easy was, over Nipsey is crazy.
No Corrupt is nuts.
He was in the list, but I think he was like 12 or 13.
Nigga, yeah. They put Be Real over
I never
Corrupt.
Even to bro like
okay.
That.
Corrupt is one of the most lyrical.
They gonna call me racist. Did a Hispanic white write this?
It's possible.
There's no fucking way nobody's putting Be Real top 10 West Coast spitter nothing, nigga.
Let's see who wrote it. Because you might be right.
That's on the game.
I think that was kind of crazy.
I don't put Quick top 5, though.
I'm not going to say he's top 5.
LA?
That's what y'all was naming.
No, no, five. That was his top 5.
I think so.
No Warren G? I ain't gonna say he top 5, but he over Be Real.
For sure.
Be Real is not top 10, cuz I'm sorry.
Be Real's impact.
I think they throwing Be Real in. They throwing Be Real in just to include a Hispanic. Who's the author of that?
I'm gonna go Jewish
people and Hispanics.
That's what I'm saying.
I got Pac. I got
I was gonna put Pac, but they didn't
I got
put him
Pac,
on somebody.
I got We need to rewrite that motherfucking list. I got Pac. This ain't no typical order. Pac, Nip, Kendrick, Q.
Gotta have Q. That's another person.
That's only I'm thinking. Because I'm trying to think before the and
Snoop. So I got Easy, Pac, Kendrick, Game.
Hey, I forgot about Game.
Cube. Did I say Snoop already?
Top five is hard.
Having Snoop. Easy is crazy.
I feel
Easy
like that's. Crazy. I feel like
Easy does not
Easy
count.
Is not a fucking rapper. He's a dope dealer who had ghost written lyrics. Nigga, no.
Nigga, no
Easy
three songs.
I feel, like Easy, nigga. I feel like Nip is six or seven. I don't think he's top five. He's in the top.
Nip
10
is though. Top five, man.
Because I think when you
said Easy,
nah, you crazy for that.
I said that
shit.
Because of how he kind of like.
Bro, you had Easy
he's
over
polarizing,
Nip.
He's a polarizing figure.
Nip what? Is polarizing figure. Eazy-E was known
you could,
for one.
You could argue that.
What did Eazy brought? Eazy was known for bringing the Bone Thugs and Harmony and stuff like that. He was not known for his rapping skills. He got one song that, oh nigga, he's still cruise, and he got the other song that Snoop that Q wrote for him, the story song. Mm-hmm. I got a story to tell. Whatever that was with Eazy. But Easy.
So even say I took Easy out, it's still Pac, Snoop.
You said you ain't counting Pac.
I didn't count him because they said he's not from.
I know. Fuck what they said. Yeah, I'm telling you. You said you ain't. Counting.
I'm counting Pac number one.
So we count. Look, Kendrick, Pac, Snoop, Quick, Game, Cube. That's already six people.
Yeah, I'm taking Nip over Quick too. I'm going to play more Nipsey music. If I play with counting mixtapes, then I'm going to play Quick.
Objectively speaking, though, do you think...
So this is just...
More of a staple.
Nipsey has more, to me, Nipsey has more music that will be played in 10, 20 years than Quick do.
But it's 10, 20 later, and people still...
It's already
Quick.
10, 20 for Quick.
Yeah, who? But who are Quick. Still... Y'all not
a
playing Quick,
playing,
nigga.
I
niggas is not waking
sound.
Up and playing Quick. Nigga, stop the cap.
Quick got classic.
I didn't say he don't. The only nigga I can believe that played Quick is Short.
But
y'all niggas, I know y'all niggas is not playing, cuz nigga.
This the thing.
When the last time y'all heard of Quick besides Dollars and Cents? When have you ever heard of
bro? But this the thing that's hard to say because it's a lot of rappers who would be considered top 10 who music you just don't play.
Yeah.
How
who?
Much? How much Snoop do you realistically just turn
you
on?
You know he in the top five. You can't,
and you know he's up there.
I still play the Eastsiders to this day.
Man, you said the Eastsiders. How much Snoop solo,
Snoop, nigga?
That's no, nigga,
Snoop.
No.
How
much
the
Snoop?
I'm playing Snoop. He created all that.
How much Snoop do you just turn on?
What do you mean? I always
how
I just
much?
Told you, nigga.
You said the Eastsiders.
So
no.
He counts.
No, that's not Snoop,
yes,
nigga.
It is,
no,
nigga.
That's a group project. No. How much of Snoop's catalog do you play
I
on
I count
day?
50 with G-Unit. Fuck is you talking
no,
about?
No, nigga. Yes, nigga. I can turn on the massacre.
I want to hear certain verses from Snoop on the east side.
No,
of yes,
no, no.
I love
no,
it and all that, nigga.
No,
now I want to hear Snoop
no,
verse. Nigga,
no.
Yes.
You don't,
counts.
This nigga don't listen to Snoop, cuz.
Yes, okay. I do.
This nigga does
see,
not
I,
at no
like
point
Snoop,
of the day listen to Snoop.
The Dog Father. I like what's the first album he came out with? What's it called? Nothing.
Yeah, Doggy Style.
Is
not no fucking
damn no Dom Kennedy was crazy.
He's not, he was number 19 on the list.
No Sugar Free.
Sugar Free was
well,
on
Sugar
the
Free
list.
From Pomona, cuz we can't really count
nah,
that.
Now
as
you
a
count
list.
The West Coast, nigga.
Nah,
they
nah,
was all
nah,
on the
cuz that's
they,
West Coast.
They wasn't top 10 and I don't think
you
Dom
sure
Kennedy's
this was LA nigga cuz this looked like just West Coast to me. This list cuz a lot of these niggas ain't even from LA.
But you got to think about somebody that's not probably from LA making a list. They group everybody together.
You know what? You're right.
The
you
blue,
right.
The
you
blue
right.
carpet you treatment.
You're right. You don't listen to Snoop.
Yes,
listen,
I do.
A lot of
I
these,
know more Snoop than
the
you.
Blue carpet
man,
treatment.
Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, listen.
You ain't never listened to no Eastsiders or nothing,
nigga.
This
nigga crazy.
You don't even like Trey D.
This nigga's crazy. This nigga saying anything. Cuz literally saying anything.
You don't know no verses.
This nigga saying
cap,
anything.
Man.
He's saying anything. Listen, bro. There's a lot of artists who, if you sat down and made a list, their name would be top 10, but you probably don't listen to day to day.
Yeah.
Because music cycles. It's like if a classic song come on, I'm like, oh shit, this the shit. I got to put this on my playlist. But
give an example.
I'm not consciously going to go turn it on.
Yo, every day though, you
give
might
an
be
example.
In a different mode
like look, Snoop. What's their name? Snoop Doggy. Yeah. If that shit come on in the gym, I'm like, oh, this slap. But I'm not never finna get in my car and be like, let me turn on Snoop. What's my name?
Cut changing the song, though, if that come on even on the phone. So that's how you know he don't listen to Cut.
I'm not changing the song.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not changing the song.
You
gonna
turn this shit off. But what I'm saying
is
regardless of what their point is, no disrespect to Quick, but I'm taking Nip over Quick.
You just like.
I'm not mad at you for that.
I am. It's not just like.
You just like Nip.
Yeah.
It's not got nothing to do with that. It's not, and top five, no. Quick is not top five.
This nigga's crazy.
I don't know, bro. I can't. Like I said,
you
I
just.
Think,
everything, okay,
okay. We're basing this on.
Okay, no. Everything you just said. Everything you just read.
Skills, commercial success, and overall like ability.
Okay, skill off of commercial success alone, Quick is over Nip.
Yes.
Off the dribble. Commercial success off the dribble, you got to put him over Nip.
So that's why I'm like, the people I listed, commercial wise, to me, beat him out. I think
why do you say commercial wise?
I think what Nip has that.
What do y'all count?
Have is the
commercial
is
success, the, nigga. Album sales
is the influence. Like he has the influence there for sure. But
so how many album sales? Quick guy.
A lot more than Nip.
Yeah, sure because he got more albums.
No,
count
more
his
than
one
Nip.
First album. Count Nip first album.
Way more than Nip, nigga. Nip first album didn't sell till he died.
It don't matter. It's sold.
No, it didn't sell till he died. Nigga,
count.
Quick
if we're debating, we're going to look
sold.
Up his album.
Bro, there's
sales.
No way you're debating DJ Quick album sales to Nip, bro. Like,
yeah,
you're,
I am.
This nigga
but
crazy.
They got it right here, though. Look, they going.
What's his first album sales?
This nigga crazy.
Yeah, the first album. His first album. The same way you nigga, you saying that niggas count Biggie album sales.
This nigga is crazy.
Type in DJ Quick.
This ain't even close.
Biography.
This ain't even close.
The one first, his first album.
This is
Quick
not
is
even close.
Quick is the name.
That was a banger too.
Number one on the top R&B hip hop charts, selling 185,000.
Why do you say R&B? We talking about rappers.
Sales, bro, I said hip hop and R&B.
1 million.
The album went gold, selling over 800,000 copies. It sold 185 the first week.
He did his thing. Yeah, now
it went platinum. I mean,
that's total, right?
What do we count? What do we count?
That's one category.
185,000
first
week
sales.
That's what we count. Okay.
Y'all went commercial. Y'all didn't say mixtapes.
Because
Victory Lap sold 53,000 units the first week.
I didn't say first week. That's what you looked up
total,
first week?
What's total? I don't know what that
you
is.
You said first album, nigga.
No, I just said yes. How many total sales?
Quick is the name.
Okay, week. So Nip's...
And niggas actually bought albums back then, too.
Nip,
so that's what's crazy.
Nip's first album was... The 53,000 first week units is equivalent to selling 30,000 traditional hard copies.
Why are you laughing?
No, because so Quick sold more than him, but he didn't sell as much as I thought first week. He sold over 50,000 in the first week.
Who?
Quick.
Mm.
He sold.
No, DJ Quick's first album says 185,000 first week.
Mm.
From what I'm looking at.
I mean, if you got.
So what'd you look at?
Just whatever popped up right here.
Yeah.
Hey, he sold 185,000.
Niggas ain't even fact checking shit.
I think
but it don't matter. Regardless, these niggas.
It's
have,
not even close,
hey,
nigga.
This is
like,
what I'm saying,
crazy.
Though. Regardless. This is all I'm saying, though. Regardless, pay attention to what these niggas is saying right here. They've never mentioned Quick name in no rap top 10, nothing. All the music debates we had, they have never mentioned DJ Quick. Check the files, man. They talking about just who I like. No, nigga. Check any files. Niggas is not naming DJ Quick top five,
forgot.
Dead or alive. Nigga, never. Niggas ain't never mentioned this nigga.
What you talking about?
Ever, cuz. These niggas be capping so much, I don't even know. I might as well give them this hat and put it on both their heads.
I think, look,
DJ
crazy.
Quick top five in the West Coast? Come
I'm,
on.
I'm not
I
saying top
Nip,
five rapper.
I
y'all just
Nip,
said.
Think,
I'm not saying top five rapper.
I think Nip has...
Cut named Eazy-E.
He's a Gen Z.
Come Eazy.
I put him in there for influence.
Cut on that one Eazy album.
I put him in there for influence.
No,
I
nigga.
Think Nip.
Influence? Who the influence?
I mean, is he not part of NWA, which kind of started a
Q,
lot of
when, once we break, once we break down NWA, Q wrote everything.
But who
Q was NWA.
Who was the figure that niggas was looking
no
at?
No, Vaseline murdered him. They
niggas
exposed
was
him.
Eazy, though.
No, they wasn't. That's why Eazy, that's why Q still is successful and exposed them niggas. Once Cube left, NWA was no longer, nigga.
But that also got to do with old boy and the dealings and all
no,
that shit.
No, nigga, Cube wrote everything, nigga, except the mother niggas probably wrote their shit, a few things, but Cube knew, like, I am NWA.
I think Nip gets pushed
bro.
A little bit more to the top after his death.
For
sure.
I'm saying for me, okay,
but like,
we're talking
like
about LA, so Nip was big over here already.
Look, compare it like this, and this is why.
Y'all talking worldwide. We're talking top five over here.
This is why I put him not in the top five, but top 10, because look at Pac. When Pac was on his All Eyes on Me stage, he was that guy. He was revered as that guy in real time, in real life.
You're comparing Pac, which nobody is uncomparable.
Hold on, but listen to what I'm saying. Then you look at Nip. When he was around, he wasn't necessarily compared as that guy compared to when he passed away.
So 2020 Pac?
But I'm just saying as in like, I could give an argument for Nip being in the top five, but I think a lot of it is smoke because of of him passing away.
So he was so he wasn't big in LA when he was here. We're talking about LA. We're not talking worldwide. We're talking about top five in LA. First niggas was talking about Nip was big in LA. He wasn't nowhere else. Niggas is telling me he wasn't big
he
in
was
LA.
Big, but
I don't think he was that big even in LA big, before he died.
Like he was popping. Don't get me wrong.
I don't think he was that big commercially in LA before he died. Because you got to remember, a lot of niggas were still saying they ain't like Cud because he was from 60s.
Niggas wasn't saying none
of
that.
A lot of niggas was
bitch,
saying
bitch, you
that.
Broke. All that. When that
was YG.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
That
was a YG
feature. This is how he started getting big. Okay. Last time that I checked.
Nigga, that's 15 years after.
What are y'all talking about? 15 years after.
Last time that I checked, bitch,
that's when Nip was alive.
2012.
Okay, last time I checked, we're talking about he's alive.
But he was not still revered as like the number one LA nigga, even
when he was alive.
It was a lot of niggas still over Cud.
No, they wasn't.
What are you talking? Nigga, Schoolboy was still huge.
Niggas wasn't talking about
nigga,
like
J-Rock
that.
Nigga, J-Rock was
big. Y'all didn't even name Schoolboy. That's crazy.
He in the list, but.
Niggas didn't even name Schoolboy. It's crazy.
10. He not top 10 to me. I don't think so.
So why is he even mentioning him then?
He's in the top 100.
Yeah, he's in the top 50.
No,
I just mentioned him in comparison to Nip. When Schoolboy was out and Nip was out, when Nip was alive, Schoolboy was bigger than Cud.
He was. Let's keep it 100.
Fuck are you talking about?
Not in
about?
LA.
Yes, in LA.
No, he wasn't.
In LA and worldwide, nigga.
He was worldwide. You just learned them facts. You just learned about
I didn't just
being
learn shit.
Bigger worldwide.
I was playing Schoolboy back then. What the fuck are you talking about?
Schoolboy was big. You got Kendrick. You.
I was playing Schoolboy back then.
You played one song, Blessed.
No, I didn't, nigga. I played that the whole album, nigga.
I think again,
this nigga's so cap, cuz.
Niggas listen
up a little bit higher, but.
Niggas listen to Habits and Contradiction.
For sure.
Niggas was playing that, but niggas wasn't waking up. I wasn't. Niggas was playing. I was playing more Nipsey, and I got more flack for playing Nipsey than other niggas. But
you,
this is
you. Y'all wasn't.
You're taking
all that.
A personal liking. Over the fact, you gotta realize a lot of that Nip run, you wasn't on the streets for a lot of that.
How?
What do you mean? You went to jail.
I was listening to Nip in 2008.
I know,
but I'm saying he was
super underground.
Yeah,
Nip.
He wasn't cracking
eight,
just yet.
9, 10,
nigga,
11,
we started listening to him at the same
12.
Fucking time.
Nigga. And I'm
cracked.
Naming the years that I'm
Crenshaw
saying
when he really
before
cracked.
I left the streets.
To
eight,
me,
nine,
that,
10, 11.
He was never 12. Big in none of them
like
years.
Of the
when
the
marathon hit, nigga, the marathon was banging. Nigga, fuck is y'all talking about?
I'm not saying it wasn't banging. I'm saying
the marathon
his
is actually better than fucking Crenshaw to me.
I'm saying his status was
the first
not,
marathon. Yes, yes.
It was at no point Nip was named the number one artist in LA before his death. Not at no point, nigga. YG was always bigger than him.
So why'd you say y'all counting YG top five?
I'm not.
Bro. I'm just saying status
I'm
wise.
Not
you
saying
got
bigger.
You got to
so
remember, nigga. I went to a Nipsey concert, so I saw, nigga.
Low-key.
He was at the House of Blues, nigga. I went. I was there.
He was always.
What does that
well
mean?
Respected.
What year was that?
Huh?
What
like
year
what,
was
2012?
That?
That was yeah, probably like 13,
something
14.
Like that. Yeah,
nigga, how
like
you
that?
Know you went with him?
No, because that's because
fuck is this
that's,
nigga talking about? He answering a day for you?
Because I think that's what
this
you talking about.
Crazy.
You talking about Crenshaw drunk?
God damn.
Because I remember when Crenshaw
oh
drunk.
My God, this nigga. Wow, boy. Hey, you see these niggas? They go, Cud answering for the nigga. Like, he didn't know what year, no nothing. He said, yeah, for sure. God wasn't even there.
I was
but,
thinking,
but,
God
nah,
damn.
But it's when Crenshaw dropped. I'm guessing it's
nah, this is before Crenshaw.
Okay, so
God
this is before Crenshaw.
God, that's crazy.
Bro, I'm telling you, my nigga, I remember I had tickets to another show I was going to go to with Nips. And this one,
I know you get some bullshit.
No, look, this is still on my Facebook, too.
All I'm saying is.
No, nigga, let me land my plane. I'm going to tell you how I know he wasn't that big then. I bought the tickets already. I couldn't go because I had to work. I was going to give them away damn near for free. Nobody answered the post to get the tickets, nigga. These were free tickets.
What year was it? You should have answered
not,
that.
And I'm not shitting
well,
on
it. You still didn't answer the year.
Nigga, it was around like 23rd. I was living on 10th and Gladys then, nigga. So
around
this right before you went to jail, like 2013.
So you couldn't have gave me the tickets knowing how I was a Nipsey fan. It's crazy. He said right before you went to jail, nobody wanted him. I didn't see this post he made.
This nigga
he
cap.
Think, you know damn well he
this
asked
cap.
Me.
This nigga
hey,
is
that's
so
crazy. Cut gave away some free tickets to the internet knowing I'm a Nipsey fan.
I wasn't even listening to Nip like that back then. Not like
if y'all
today.
Know me.
No.
And when Bullets ain't got no
I
names.
I found Nip.
No, you
didn't. I learned Nip through me.
That's the insane crib I didn't learn through you.
Nip.
I learned through a female put
he
me on
Nip
a Nipsey.
Through, no, you know. No.
The only nigga you put
no.
me on was Kevin Gates,
I
nigga.
Put you on
nigga.
Nip.
You didn't put what song?
I put you on Nip.
What song?
RSC Till I Die.
No, I heard Nip before that.
No,
nigga.
You didn't.
Yes,
that
I did.
That was his first shit.
That wasn't his first shit, nigga.
You didn't. What Nip song you heard before that?
I knew about Bullets ain't got no names before that.
This
RSC Till I Die. No, Bullets. That was this on that. That wasn't before Bullets. That was on Bullets.
No, this before.
RSC was on Bullets.
This before the mixtape dropped. Nigga, this one he had the video.
The first snip I heard was Burner on My Lap.
No,
nigga.
It wasn't.
Now, how you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you when.
Nigga, female put me on a Nipsey,
I'm
nigga.
I'm going to tell you
when. I remember
no,
the day
no.
she had a Nipsey
the day
CD,
I
nigga.
Put cuz on.
He didn't put me on the
we
shit,
we had a
nigga.
Computer in the room, bro. We
this
had a computer
nigga,
in the room.
This nigga making up a false story.
He was in the room, my nigga. Him and a couple of the younger, his young homies, nigga. Because cuz younger than me. I was playing that song, nigga. Nigga said, why you playing that in blank? I'm not going to disrespect them niggas. I ain't say he said it. One of his homies, one of the young niggas like, why are you playing that in blank music? Because it was the RSC Till I Die song. And I'm like, nah, cut hard. This before Bullets, nigga.
This nigga lying, bro. That's not why I learned about it. I was,
bro.
I was in a car with some bitches smoking a fucking black. She put, the female put me on the cut. Then after that, I'm like, damn. This nigga lying, cuz. It was the bullet. It was the mixtape. 2008,
this before the mixtape.
Hey.
This before
the
mixtape. The
mixtape came out 2008.
This nigga is capping.
I wasn't watching the video yet.
Bullets mixtape didn't drop, nigga. This was on, matter of fact, I think that video was on the Come Up DVD. It was on one of them fucking DVDs,
I didn't see that video
nigga.
Until YouTube.
It was on YouTube.
I know, but I didn't see that.
It came off one of them DVDs that put it. Because I remember I used to watch that video, and then he had the other video right after that. This before he was even
like
fucking
I
known.
Said, if he knew all
nigga,
that,
cap,
could put the, talking about, I put the tickets on the internet and did, I didn't see it.
This nigga,
I witnessed it. And he said, oh, you, I seen this and then nobody wanted him. Like,
I think Nipsey's top 10, but I don't think he's top 5.
It don't
five.
Matter, but we talking about Quick and Nip. All I'm saying is, you listen to more Nip than Quick. He listens to more Nip than Quick. Y'all putting, y'all.
Oh,
DJ,
this was 2011. 2011, Nipsey Hussle, HOB tickets. Got two of them. Anybody trying to get them, hit me.
Nobody responded.
Proof, nigga. Not one person.
I didn't say you didn't do it.
I'm just
saying.
June 24th,
if
2011,
know,
nigga.
In 2011, all I said was it was crazy that he could have just gave them to me instead of trying to go to the internet. Knowing I fuck with Cub.
I'm telling you, yeah. Cub was so sporadic back then, I think I did hit Cub.
Cub never hit
this
me.
Nigga was... This nigga was scramble brain everywhere.
I was scramble brain. This nigga I was thugging it too.
That's what I'm saying.
Nigga.
This nigga was was everywhere, nigga. He wasn't getting no tickets, girl.
He never hit me about it.
For sure. A fact, I think I hit Cub.
He did. Now for a fact. First he said, I think. I think.
For
Cub.
A fact, I believe
that's
I hit
crazy.
Cub. Cub probably
in 2011, that's when the marathon dropped too.
Cub probably hit me like, nigga, I'm on the lick right now. Nigga was trying to come get them fucking tickets, nigga. Cub was trying to give me the drive, could have hit a lick, nigga. Talking about, girl, where your burner at? That's what it said. Cub body pulled up to get the yeet. Cub, hey, I'll give it right back. Cub, be right back.
Yeah, I wasn't until 13.
Them 2011
that
days.
Was 2013.
Yeah, nigga. The fuck this nigga talking about, nigga? But yeah, hey, y'all let us know y'all top 10, y'all top 5.
No, let me know that y'all got Nip or Quick, man.
In the top 5.
Everybody gonna say Nip because Nip.
No, stop breaking it down.
That's what I'm
y'all
saying.
Y'all
just
said it. No,
bro,
everybody gonna
everybody go. These niggas weren't even listening to Nip before he died. A lot of these niggas.
That's cool and all, but I'm just gonna ask them who y'all got. Nip or
no,
Quick.
No, rap wise, rapping skill, I got Nip. But once they said commercial success.
That was one of the components, nigga. That's like saying they gave
okay,
a list
so
of five different
okay,
things.
So
no,
one.
That
Nip
was.
Nip got the skill, Quick got the commercial success. What was the other component? Me personally, I have Nipsey over Quick as a rapper.
You said Quick.
But I'm going by their component.
No, you said Quick. This is crazy.
Skill as a hip hop artist, strength of catalog, commercial impact, and lasting influence.
Nip will have longer lasting influence in music.
I don't know.
How is that
have.
Possible? If
that's not
playing,
yeah, that's not possible.
Give
dude.
Me commercial no, this is what I'm saying.
No, y'all saying, Quick influence
y'all keep
a lot,
saying,
nigga.
Y'all keep saying still playing. Who y'all know still playing it?
I'm just skill saying Quick influence, nigga.
Name me.
Quick influence Nip.
This is what I'm saying.
Quick influence
Quick is still
Nip.
Being played, bro.
What are you talking about?
Quick is still being played.
Quick influence Nip.
This is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm
what
saying.
What the fuck are you talking?
You go a out to any lot of, place a right lot of, now, a lot, a lot and of, somebody at some function, some bar, anywhere, a DJ Quick song is more likely to come on.
I have. That's I a have. Fact. When the last time have you ever heard a Quick song played
don't make
outside?
Dollars. Don't make.
When
sense.
The like pitching on
I
a party?
I
pitching on a party for sure.
I haven't heard that
that's
played
going,
in forever.
Any
I didn't say it's not a banger.
That's
I just said
pain,
I haven't heard it
nigga.
Played.
They're going to play that in
what,
any
what Jay-Z party have you ever heard that played in?
You've heard that played, for sure. Niggas any play, Gen Z parties? Play throwback. Niggas play Nate Dogg at Gen Z parties. Niggas still play throwbacks.
Call the kids down here. This how we end this right now.
Them niggas like 10, 12 years younger.
No, they're like you. They like this, the same thing. Call them kids down here. The same way if they know music. If they don't know Quick and they know Cud, then we know the answer to that.
We only got a minute left, so y'all got to wrap it up.
Call him in 1 minute.
This nigga is coping
hard. Bro, he's going
right
off
now.
Of his personal I'm not preference. Going off.
This nigga said, yeah, going by the attribute. Down here.
Nah, because,
now we going off teenagers.
Nah, because y'all talking about impact and
listen,
whatever, stuff like
personally,
that.
Personally, I like Nip more
what
as
I'm
a
saying
rapper.
Is,
impact-wise, you got to give it to Quick just because
me,
Quick is a fucking legend, nigga.
Besides Dollars and Cents, name a song.
Rhythmalism.
I said Pitching on
the
Party.
The whole album.
Name, this what I'll, let me, y'all even let a nigga finish my
we
point.
We got a minute, nigga.
Yeah. Name a song that's timeless besides Dollars and Cents.
Hey, y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel, man. We finna get up
y'all
out of here.
Y'all give me a song. They can't name
this
it.
This nigga out his brain, bro. I put him on Nip.
You
did. Yeah, I put him on
he
Nip,
never
bro.
Did, nigga.
That whole story with the black, I just told y'all the day Cub found out about Nip. I was in the room on a computer, nigga.
That wasn't the day.
Nigga
Cub looked up some tickets that he never gave away.
Cub never. I'm telling you, man. Cub
never gave some tickets he never gave away. This nigga, wow. Cub just made something up, Cub. That's crazy.
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too. And you a lame, though. You niggas ain't outside. Yeah, we came through. You want your lights up? We put you on the shelf.